France revamps national gambling self-exclusion register. France has launched a fully digital national self-exclusion system for gambling. The country's gambling regulator, L'Autorité Nationale des Jeux ANJ, has unveiled a redesigned interdiction volontaire register that moves the service entirely online, cuts activation time to 24 hours, and introduces stronger identity checks. The overhaul is billed by the ANJ as the most substantial upgrade to France's player protection regime since the register's creation in 2007. What has changed and how it works? The new platform replaces a paper-based process that previously required applicants to attend a police station, present physical identification, and complete an in-person interview. Those procedures were established when the register launched in 2007 and initially covered only land-based casinos and gaming clubs. After online sports betting and poker were legalized in 2010, the register's remit broadened. In 2020, the ANJ assumed responsibility from the Ministry of the Interior and committed to modernizing the system. Under the revamped interdiction volontaire, applicants enroll through an entirely online workflow. They must verify their identity using a dynamic selfie technology provided by ID Now and submit required documentation digitally. According to the ANJ, once verification is complete, an exclusion will be activated within 24 hours. The regulator says the digital route is intended to lower procedural barriers while improving the reliability of identity checks and reducing fraudulent registrations. ANJ also confirmed plans to introduce personalized user accounts in 2026, which will let registrants review documents, track their exclusion status, and submit applications to lift exclusions after the mandatory 3-year minimum period. A callback system to gather user feedback and provide support is also on the roadmap. This modernized interdiction volontaire will make exclusion faster, more accessible, and more secure for players across France. An ANJ spokesperson said, "Reducing activation time and strengthening identity verification are central to protecting vulnerable players while ensuring the integrity of the register. Participation trends, demographics, and industry perspectives. The register has seen rising take-up since the ANJ took control. Participation more than doubled from roughly 40,000 people in 2021 to over 85,000 today, with some 19,000 new registrations recorded in 2024 alone. Men account for around 77% of registrants. The 18 to 24 age group represents 23%. 25 to 34 makes up 33%, and 35 to 49 comprises 25%. The ANJ reports that sports betting and online poker are the primary triggers for those in the 35 to 49 bracket, while traditional casinos remain the main concern for those aged 65 and over. Industry and policy experts welcomed the accessibility gains, but urged vigilance on privacy and outreach. Digitization can significantly lower barriers to self-exclusion, but regulators must ensure that data protection and support pathways keep pace, said Dr. Sophie Martin, senior researcher in gambling studies. We also need targeted communications for older players and those with limited digital access, so the system does not inadvertently exclude the people who most need help. Operators licensed in France will be required to integrate with the National Register in line with existing compliance obligations. For the ANJ, the priority is to align the technical rollout with ongoing enforcement and responsible gambling monitoring to ensure exclusions are respected across the market. By moving to a more modern digital framework, French authorities aim to accelerate access to self-exclusion and make it easier for individuals to take immediate steps to limit gambling harms. The ANJ's next milestones, personalized accounts, and the callback support service are expected to roll out in 2026 and will be watched closely by both regulators and operators across. Europe as a barometer for digital self-exclusion effectiveness.